In a sharp acceleration of the timetable for fully reopening Massachusetts, Governor Charlie Baker announced today that all COVID-19-era business restrictions will end on May 29th. Also on that day, the mask mandate will be lifted and replaced with one that follows current CDC guidelines. Whether all municipalities in the state will go along or choose to keep some restrictions in place a bit longer remains to be seen.
Well, first of all, I think it's good news we're moving in the right direction.
Reacting minutes after the governor's announcement, Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno was cautious when asked if the city will follow the same timetable and end all business restrictions, gathering size limits, and its mask-wearing requirements on May 29th.
The goalposts have been moved. We should be celebrating that. But we also are not going to jump the gun here and say, go, 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 as we've done before, very systematic in our approaches, respecting public health, medicine, and the sciences.
Since the start of the pandemic, the Baker administration has allowed individual cities and towns to impose more strict requirements than the state as a whole, but not require less than what was dictated by the numerous emergency orders the governor has issued. A few weeks ago, when the state said people were no longer required to wear face masks outdoors, some places, Amherst for one, kept the requirement in place. Dr. Robert Roos, the chief medical officer at Mercy Medical Center in Springfield, said Massachusetts has consistently stuck to the science in crafting its rules and regulations regarding COVID, and he said he is comfortable relaxing the mask mandate for people who have been fully vaccinated.
The risk is not, as with most things, zero. But it is more and more data is showing that the risk is exceptionally rare. It's likely less than 0.1%, which I believe is important. I believe it's relevant, and I agree that it's a strong rationale to be able to relax the masking and physical distancing guidelines for those people that are fully vaccinated.
For Springfield, the health data presents mixed signals on whether lifting restrictions in less than 2 weeks is a good idea. On the plus side, new cases of COVID-19 in the city have been steadily declining for the last month and a half. Last week, there were 154 new confirmed cases, 111 fewer than the week before. The city is no longer deemed to be at high risk for community spread of the virus. But the city still lags badly when it comes to having people who are vaccinated against COVID-19. As of last Friday, 25.4% of Springfield's adult population is fully vaccinated, while the state's full vaccination rate is 43.8%. In an effort to get more people vaccinated, Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton-Harris said all of the city's neighborhood clinics will accept walk-ins.
If you don't have an appointment, it's okay. Just come and get vaccinated. We will be there to receive you and we will vaccinate you.
With vaccines now approved for adolescents, Colton-Harris said the city has consulted with the Springfield Public Schools about setting up vaccination clinics for students.
We will probably be holding vaccination clinics in each one of our high school, or at least creating a hub so that we can vaccinate as many individuals that from 12 to 15 who want to be vaccinated.
Another potential sign the pandemic is ending is hospitalizations for COVID-19 continue to drop. Bay State Health reported 39 COVID-19 patients are being treated in its hospital system. That's the lowest number since last October. Mercy Medical Center had just 4 COVID-19 patients. Also, it's been 3 weeks since a death from COVID-19 was recorded in Springfield. The disease has claimed the lives of 246 Springfield residents. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.